Welcome to Korean Dramas, First Meetings and Last Goodbyes. This is our last goodbye to 2521.
I fell in love with the show from the minute it started. Those opening credits started, I was like, I love this show already. Cannot go bad. Unfortunately. Yeah.
The big elephant in the room, the ending was so bad.
It wasn't... Okay, here's my thing. I actually think that if they had decided this ending, that they could have made it work, but the audience needed to have known that this was going to be the ending, okay?
Yeah, it felt really strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, so the whole time is going on. We know they're not together in the future time.
What I didn't like was it didn't make that super clear that that was going to be the case.
Yeah.
Because they kind of did tease it a little bit, like, ooh, who's Moon Jae's dad?
Door open, yeah.
Yeah. They didn't, like, make it explicitly very clear. It's absolutely not Becky Jin. Becky Jin is not your father. The way that other...
Besides the fact that her name was Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that could have been explained by my theories, which I'll talk about later. But the fact was, they never made it clear that it was not Becky Jin as her dad. They never say that straight up. So then a lot of people had the hope, hey, could Becky Jin be her dad? Could they have been together at the end? And that's where all the problems happened.
Also, everyone was waiting for, like, who is the father?
Yeah.
And if she didn't end up with him.
Then who is this mystery man that she decided to marry instead of Becky Jin?
Yeah, which I find, okay, like, this guy wasn't even there for her, like, retirement ceremony. He wasn't there for Min Jae at all. Or, sorry, the girl.
Yeah.
That's her
name, right? Is... Like, she was like, oh, I quit ballet, but dad didn't know. He sent me a gift for ballet stuff. But that means he isn't in contact with her.
Yeah, it was like, are y'all divorced? Like, tell me this. I just want to know a little more about who this guy is and why you hate your husband so much and he doesn't like you.
It's just like to the point where you never even think about him. The only person you've ever thought about is Becky Jin.
So odd.
Like, okay. So no offense, Min Jae's dad. I have no idea who you were. I maybe thought maybe he's just a sperm donor, but then that would make sense if he sent her a gift, you know?
Yeah, and also would you take the last name of your sperm donor?
I
don't think sperm donation is possible in Korea.
Yeah, so who knows? Anyways, I'm just saying, like, the level of participation Min Jae's dad had in the show, it felt kind of... It's different from, like, Reply series where they're like, who's the dad? But it's, like,
implied. They eventually tell you.
They tell you who it is, and it's always one of the people that you've gotten to know on screen.
Yeah.
Like, you've actually gotten to know him over the course of, like, 16 episodes.
Yeah, and, like, she attended a funeral and he didn't attend with her. It was so weird.
I mean, again... It's just so many things where she didn't even seem happy that she got married or sad. She had no feelings about getting married.
It'd be one thing if you were like, I love my husband. I do feel a little regret about how I ended that relationship, but I've moved past it. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
She was really still hung up on him.
Yes. So here are my main I don't like this about the endings called one. We are not led to believe that this show is a tragedy necessarily, even though the title is 2521, which is based on a heartbreaking kind of like, oh, my lost love
song.
Yeah. What would have worked better if that was where they're going was to make it clear that every love interaction is going to be like bittersweet.
Yeah. And the fact that some of them ended happily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I didn't think the theme of what they're trying to convey came across because they only even played that song two episodes or three episodes before the end. Like, very, like...
I think it was that last episode. Or, like, maybe the second to last episode.
Second last episode. I think second to last episode, the end. That was the first time they even played that song. So the whole time, again, I know a lot of people... It's just like, if you know what the song is, maybe you could have guessed. But at the same time, you're not told that this is going to be the way it ends. So then you feel like it's a comedy. It's happy.
Yeah.
They are happy together. So then, when you're kind of led with the tone of, like, it starts off a very bright, happy youth drama. And then to be like, and then they just never talked to each other ever and didn't bother ever contacting each other again. Because we live in a world where that's definitely completely... It's totally possible to contact someone if you still have feelings for them. It's not, you know, like...
And, like, they even were in contact.
Yeah.
Like she did the interview with him. I don't know.
Her mom was in contact with him.
Yeah.
He's famous
clear
enough
lines
that...
of communication.
If she wanted to communicate, she's like, no, let me be a weird noble martyr and just never contact him again. And it's just like, let's just, like, let that relationship simmer down the past. That'd be one thing if it was like, oh, he's dead.
Okay. So the way I wanted it to end, personally, was I wanted him to deliver the diary. Like, because he ended up giving it to the bookstore owner, whatever. But I wanted him to show up at the house, meet Minche, and Minche's like, oh my God, that's him. That's Becky Jin. And then he's like, oh, I have the diary still after all these years. I figured you want it back. I was cleaning out my back room and I found it. And then that's enough of an ending for me where it's like, yes, they're not together, but, you know, they still kind of have this memory feeling and they can relish in that together now as adults. Fine.
Okay.
That would be my ending.
Yes.
Let me hear your ending.
I have five different endings for this damn show. I was so angry about it. First is, yeah, let's say they had all the footage. They already shot all the footage. The editor is like in the editing room. He's editing this and he's like, hey, director, I don't know about this ending. It just doesn't feel right. And they're like, oh, we got all this footage. What are we going to do? Here's what you do. You just have the mystery man hand of who knows who appear at the doorstep with the diary. And there, people will assume it's Becky Jin.
Yeah. That's and then it. We all swoon. And
yeah,
we're all
happy. Swoon. We're all happy. We're happy left with even the hope that something good happened with
them. Yeah, clearly they were all, I mean, like, this seemed like a very expensive drama, but they were all way too cheap to hire more actors to be all the people but older.
Yeah. I mean, let's say they didn't have Nam Ju-hyuk as an older version of himself.
Yeah.
Okay, let's suppose they didn't have that. At the very least, they've got this shot of a man's hand holding the diary, holding the envelope with the diary. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. That's okay, let's say that this is the ending because of post-production issues and various like things that happened that we couldn't control. Okay, ending one, you could have saved it. Kim Tae-ri actually voted for like a happy ending. However,
everyone, yes. all the actors, even Yurim, Bona,
yeah,
like wanted a better ending.
Like, because the whole show was just about hope. The whole theme of the show was like, hey, in spite of everything, let's try to be happy. Or like that was the kind of like, hey, Becky Jin was like, I will never be happy again. No, no, no. Don't do that, Becky Jin. Let's try to be happy.
Yeah, the world can be fucked up, but you can still find happiness.
So then to me, thematically, the ending where it was like, oh, lost love is first love. And that's, you know, we put it aside and we move on, but we don't move on because only person I ever loved was Becky Jin. And clearly he's still hung up over me too. Okay. Okay. All right, that makes me a little annoyed because it's just like thematically that doesn't line up.
Yeah.
My fantasy ending, if you want to keep the kind of bittersweet 25-21 vibes of like they weren't together when they were young, but then years later they reconciled and reconnected and now they're together thing, I'm okay with that as well. That's the kind of thing where it's like, oh, so for instance, let's say we do see them actually end up together after he delivers the diary, or like Minche is like, oh, so that's how my stepfather reconciled with my mom, like like something like that, where it was like, oh yeah, they didn't get their chance during youth, but they ended up, you know, together when they're old. That's fine. I accept that. My favorite ending though is they end up together when they're young, and the only reason Kimiche has a different name is either A, she's adopted maybe by his like, well, I was thinking when he goes to America, his, like, other person there, the only other Korean reporter in America, you know, like, why else send him to freaking America? What? What is this? Boys over flowers? Why are you sending him to America? No, I volunteered to go to America. Why would you do that, Becky?
That was so weird.
Okay. Anyways, let's just say he wanted to challenge himself as a reporter. He sent himself to America. Okay, he did this. He meets this guy. Later, when he's, like, actually with Nahido, like, she can't have children for whatever. Maybe fencing messed up her body permanently. Who knows? Whatever. Anyways, they adopt this guy because he probably got killed in September 11th. I don't know.
Oh, my God. He died for some reason.
He died for some reason in some kind of, I don't know, race riot in America. Like, it's just, like, painting the picture of, like, America. You know, race riots in September 11th.
Oh, my God.
But for whatever reason, they adopt Kimite. And maybe he just finds an orphan through his journalist career. And I was like, you know what? Orphan. Hey, this Korean orphan, I don't want her to be alone. I'm going to adopt her. And this would have been, like, very moved to heaven about it. You know, just, like, they adopt this beautiful child. And they decide to honor her last name by keeping it the last name that she was born with.
Sure. Yeah. That could have worked.
Another option, they're both so famous that obviously as the kid of celebrity parents, you want to make sure your kid has at least some semblance of normalcy. So then they just change the name. Let's just choose Kim. It's the most common name. No one's going to guess. Okay, her name is Kim Min-jae. That's fine. She gets to grow up kind of normal, mostly. Like, people don't be like, wait, are you Becky? No, I'm not a famous news reporter, Becky Jin's daughter, no. So that would have been my ideal ending is like, okay, they were actually together when she and him made eye contact during the broadcast on online. Like, you know, that whole, like, yeah. Everyone in the whole world was like, is there something going on?
And then he's like, congratulations on your marriage. But wink, it was wink. Their marriage.
Yeah. Ha ha. Ha ha. Wink, wink. We're going to keep this a little secret between the two of us.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
That would have been fun. And I think a lot of viewers had this theory, too. Like, that was actually a wink, wink insider joke between the two of them because they're married to each other. What a great ending that would have been. That would have been extremely fun, very stupid, but fine.
Yeah. Definitely what made the ending so bad was that the rest of the drama was so fucking good.
Yes.
Like, it was just every aspect of it.
Perfect in every aspect. Like, all the beats were perfect.
Yeah. The storytelling up to episode 15, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just, like, every... so emotional. And just, like... they would set things up and they would pay off. And yeah. It would be so good.
Honestly, I loved Koyurim's, like, relationship with Nahido. Like, I thought that was, like, the best kind of, like, sports, youth, like, you know, friendship, rivalry, like, arc that there could have been. I really love that arc.
Especially with the Injilmi stuff. It was so fun.
That was so much fun.
And it, like, hurt so hard, and it hit so well.
It was so perfect when she thought Becky Jin was Injilmi. Was like, you know what? I gotta have you. He's like, what did you say to me?
But then he was kind of affected by it.
Yeah, he's like, kind of like, oh, maybe we should talk about this. Yeah. And it's just, it was perfect up to that point. I would say if you had to rewatch this drama, absolutely watch up to 15. And then they go to September 11th. You can stop there. Yeah. because I would even say, like, the last episode was so padded with stuff that we didn't need to see.
It was pretty long.
We talked about, like, yeah, for instance, Koyurim, like, showed up at her, like, retirement. But we already had the kind of closure aspect of her shaking hands and hugging her at that, like, last battle. Like,
it felt like they kept saying, like, goodbye. Okay, goodbye now.
Goodbye for real
now. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
And then Becky Jin and her had that sweet moment where she did manage to catch up to him at the bus stop. And they did manage to say thank you and I'm grateful and not those hurtful last words.
Yeah. So it's like that was the last time you saw him.
Right. And then we didn't need to have her go back to the tunnel again with the letter being like, Becky Jin, here are all the things I wish I could have said to you. You just said, you did kind of say them before, didn't you? Did you not?
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it wasn't touching. I'm just saying, like, it didn't touch me as much because it had already happened both times.
Yeah.
It's like you got a certain level of emotional saturation. Well, the more you feel that emotion, the less you feel it, you know? Just the more you're shoved to this sweet, like, nostalgic, like, oh, remember the things we could have said to each other? Yeah, I don't care about that. I just want to see who Min-jae's dad is. What? You ended the show without showing me that? He could have been some dumb little, like, fencing oppa. I don't care.
Some fencing oppa.
Like, the guy that Becky Jin was like, oh my god, you're going to call him oppa now? That could have been Min-jae's dad. I didn't, as long as that
was
knew,
right? One of my favorite bits.
Yeah.
Legitimately. It's like, oh, I'm going to lunch, but do you want to come with me? This is my boyfriend. That was so funny.
I mean,
the whole show, so funny.
So funny. And it totally made sense that her first boyfriend is, like, him.
Yeah. Oh, what did they call each other? Like,
Talcomi or whatever? Like, just, like, sweetie pie, cutie pie, honey pie.
And it was, like, she was, oh, I'll cut it for you. Oh, yeah, please cut it for me, you know?
Just, like, that was so funny.
It was
funny.
So gag-worthy. It was so great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially since, like, obviously her real true love of all life is Becky Jin.
Yeah.
And it's, that's not just like, hey, guys, it'd be one thing if we all thought maybe Becky Jin is dead. Freaking died in September 11th.
Yeah, we talked about the ending. We know we hated it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Trying, like, to talk about the rest of the show.
The best parts of the show were, like, at least they didn't kill off Becky Jin, you know? Like,
he's honestly still out there putting his password in.
And, like, first love.
Yeah.
He's definitely still single forever. That being said, Becky Jane was probably the hottest, most lovable, most holy crap.
Attractive. Oh my God.
Best, most loving, swoon worthy male lead I've ever seen in any K drama. He's like number
one.
To
waver.
I gotta have him.
It was so good that it like went to the boy's cell phone instead of Hito's.
Yeah. I just love it so much. Like, yeah. He was perfect. And he was so also hilariously stupid sometimes. And then it just worked so well, though. He was just great.
I loved, like, his storyline of, like, actually getting comfortable with reporting and, like, him just, like, freezing up so many times. Or, like, it's raining on his journal book. You know, it's so funny.
And then he, like, had a temporary crisis and then just like try to do his best memorizing what he had written before. It's just like, I just love that because it's just like he tried so hard and failed so hard, but no one knew except for him killing himself at inside his hotel, like dying.
Yeah. And just the like every moment was like the rainbow friends moment was so fucking good. I was like, I don't think we need a special word for that. It's love.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I died.
And honestly, I will say this, the friendships between Nahido and, like, Koryun, and then, like, her two high school classmates, I actually love that. And I love seeing them in the future. That was perfect. The little epilogue we got for all of them was great. I love seeing the smartest, most capable number one class president end up, like, a PA on set.
Yeah. And, like, the dumb kid who, like, didn't do, like, get any grades at all.
Number last in school
rankings.
Yeah,
he's no rich businessman.
Yeah, he's successful in his fashion blog way before the times.
Everyone thought he was stupid for loving fashion, but now he's rich.
He's rich, and Koryun is doing great. And their relationship was just so cute. It was just, like, they just liked each other, and that was it.
when she went to Russia, and he was like, no, I'm going to be selfish now. That was so good.
That was great. I just, see, this is where I'm saying the rare second couple where you actually are equally as invested as you are for the main couple.
Yeah.
This was, again, a show where anyone could have fallen in love with any person, and I would have been totally fine with it. That's all I'm saying. The main shame is, Becky Jane, where'd you go at the end?
I just want to say, the music was so great.
Yeah.
The whole entire album is now on my liked playlist on Spotify, and just I feel so strongly when I hear these songs, you know?
I just love the moments of nostalgia. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I love how the Full House manhwa bit came around full circle when she had to use her drawing skills to help Yurim escape.
That was the best! That was so funny.
That was just, like, all the moments, all the little details of the show were so perfect.
Yeah.
This is like, okay, well, I can't fault this show for anything except for the ending. That's really the only
thing. That's really it, yeah.
And truthfully, the ending by itself wouldn't have been bad, except for the rest of the show was just so different from the ending.
Yeah, it just didn't have the same tone, didn't hit the same themes. And, yeah, it was just dragged on. It was bad.
If I wanted to keep the ending, then the rest of the show had to have changed. Like, the tone of the rest of the show.
You know? I don't want
to
keep ending at all. I don't... Okay. It just wasn't good.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen plenty of other shows with tragedy as the ending, but have been delivered...
They built up to it in a satisfying way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Also, yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about September 11th.
I
remember the very beginning, I did some, like, back of the napkin math of like, oh, if the show's 25-21 and they're this age and this age now in 1997, when they're 25-21, it will be September 11th. I remember saying that, and then I didn't know it would be the reason they broke up.
I didn't know that they were actually going to make September 11th a part of the show. Yeah,
Because in theory, it sort of makes sense because the IMF was a big cloud over the first half.
Yeah, but September 11th didn't touch South Koreans as deeply because it's happening in America.
Yeah, but it was so, like, y'all broke up because of 9/11? What?
Yeah. It's just crazy to me that, no offense, Becky Jin, but I couldn't understand why you were like, I gotta be the one other correspondent in Korea for... Yeah, it is true that there were South Korean people who were affected and hurt and injured and killed in September 11th. However, it just felt so left field for me, like a complete... And also, no offense to any one who's never been to America, but like literally that did not look like New York at all. Like that did not like, yeah. I know
as
that
far as like depictions of America and Korean dramas, like that was actually the best one I've seen, but yeah. It was still like bad overall.
It was like they watched a lot of like, you know, Grey's Anatomy or ER, like whatever. And we're like, I think this is what American hospitals look like.
Yeah, but it was like so clearly a Korean hospital.
It was so clearly a Korean hospital.
But American hospitals don't look like that at all.
Yeah.
Even in 2001.
The American office was like some weird hybrid of what they saw the Avengers once and was like, that's a New York office.
Also, I guess they were in New Jersey because he was clearly sitting in Weehawken and looking at Manhattan.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess your office in New Jersey then.
You're not technically even in New York.
Yeah.
And then at the coffee shop, no offense, anyone who's ever been to America, New York, no one ever talks to anyone in a coffee shop, ever. You would never talk to a stranger in a coffee shop.
Yeah, they did a great job showcasing his English skills. He's really good at English. But
excuse me, are you a reporter for that one journal that I know about? Because even though I'm not Korean, I actually know things. No one ever talks about, please interview me. I want to be interviewed.
I'm just a fireman stopping in this cafe on my lunch break as I fight the 9/11 fire. Yeah. What?
And it's like, how come you guys are sitting here? Sorry, no offense. Like, usually you get your coffee and you go do your work.
Yeah, like, it must have been a pretty bad cafe because it was actually empty.
Yeah, it was completely empty, and clearly you guys had nothing to do. Was this a Saturday? You're just shooting the breeze on a Saturday?
Breathing in the 9/11 fumes? I don't know. What? Sorry.
It was also, like, a little too weirdly artsy. Just, like, a very weird, like, I don't know what version of New York you're living in.
It was also, like, we're supposed to feel things because it's 9/11, but, like, I don't know. I mean, they didn't really capture what made 9/11 sad. Also, yes, let's mention how fucking silly it was for Hito to watch the news just for Becky Jin.
Yeah, be like, holy crap.
I didn't get to see you today.
Yeah.
I love your voice.
I mean, I think it's completely realistic for just anyone who, these are not happening to anyone you know, these events.
I guess.
And like, it's just like, it is sad, but it's not like, news is always freaking sad. You turn it on, it's always something, a child died today. A mother just murdered her son.
Sure. Nevertheless, I felt it was a little bit.
Yes, I agree.
Offensive. A tiny bit offensive.
I absolutely agree. If you are offended by this 9/11 sequence, I completely understand. I think
absolutely right in feeling that.
You should feel this way. That's fine. I was a little too young to feel anything because I was just like, what's happening?
Yeah. Also, the thing about the ending was it sort of emphasized, like, in the earlier episodes, like, what was sort of, like, missing or, like, kind of plot hole-ish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Instead of highlighting the best parts or coming back to what I love about mystery is when you see all the pieces that are laid out for you before being solved. And this did the opposite. It was like, remember that piece? We're not going to solve it ever. Bye.
In any case, here's some things to watch next. If you want to watch a tragedy that is done well and isn't weirdly tacked on, definitely Youth of May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was upfront. It was going to be a tragedy. You knew that going in.
Yeah. There was no way for it to turn out well.
Yeah. And then The Red Sleeve as well. Also, you knew that going in.
Yeah. The these are both historical things.
Yeah. And they both made the themes of tragedy very clear from episode one.
Yeah.
That this was going to be a bit sad, you know?
Yeah, the themes were present the whole time.
Yes.
It wasn't, like, weird and you didn't expect it.
It wasn't going for bittersweet nostalgia without setting that up in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I haven't seen Reply 1998 yet, but I think, like, that's a good one that has a good ending where you do learn who the father is.
There's Reply 1997. There's Reply
88. Did I say 98?
Yeah.
Okay,
but,
88.
And there's also the one Reply that I'm just like, it's a little boring, but Clara's in it. She's
94?
Yeah, 94.
Yeah.
In any case, these three replies, you'll find the question of who is the father solved, and also, aka, who is the husband? Yeah, you'll find that out. And also, it's nostalgia, and it's mostly fun, and the endings are usually happy endings.
Yeah, so, yeah. And there's, like, good friendships and stuff in them. And has a lot of the same things that made this show good.
Yes.
But just a better ending.
just a happy ending.
Yeah.
That if you, unless you were on the other, the second male lead thing, which I was, which is like, it was not a happy ending to me. But otherwise, like, everyone, no one dies. I mean, everyone's fine. That's great.
Yeah. Any final thoughts on 2521?
I wish Becky Jin was real.
Becky Jin's so hot. We all want to marry Becky Jin.
Everyone wants to marry Becky Jin. That's why we're the most sad. The real tragedy is no one married Becky Jin.
Allegedly, yeah.
Becky Jin married himself. He married the news.
Okay. He married the news. if you have any thoughts on 2521 that you'd like to share, please tweet at us at KDramaFirstLast. Have a great day.